Friends in Christ, grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus. This morning we are considering the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 15. It is worth hearing again as we read the faith of this Canaanite woman. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the word of God. Please be seated. So we got a dog recently, a couple of months ago. Her name is Maya. And we made the decision together that we were not going to feed her any scraps from the table. Somebody had told us it's probably not a best idea to do that. You don't want to go down that path. And yet she makes it very, very hard for us to stick to our resolve, because every time we sit down to eat, she sits there right at the table, right next to you, looks up at you with those dark brown puppy eyes and that mini labradoodle face and those crushed velvet floppy ears of hers, and she just melts your heart and everything inside of you wants to give her a scrap from the table. Now, what I find remarkable is that even though she has never yet successfully begged a scrap of us from the table, yet she never seems to give up hope that well, maybe this time we'll finally be the time that they will give in, or maybe this is going to be the meal when something will fall from the table and she'll get to scoop it up and be blessed. She seems to me to be the embodiment of what St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, love hopes all things. Too bad for Maya that she wasn't a part of our family about 20 or 25 years ago. She would have had a veritable smorgasbord under our table. But as it is, she came into our lives now. We're adults. We don't drop that much stuff on when we're eating. And yet she never seems to lose hope that this meal might be the jackpot for her. That's what this Canaanite woman was hoping for in our gospel reading today. She had had some pretty tough days. Her daughter had been possessed by a demon. An agent of Satan had attacked her little body. Severely, the mother says. And you can imagine how difficult this must have been for mom to watch what was happening to her daughter as this demon took over her body. But she heard that Jesus was in the area, and she heard that he was mighty and that he was compassionate and merciful, that he could cast out demons. So, of course, she went begging to him for his help, like a dog might sit at its master's table begging for a scrap of food. "Have mercy on me, Son of David," she said. "Please, please help my little girl." And she went on so long and so loud that it began to get on the nerves of the disciples. She'd become a nuisance to them, and so they said to Jesus, "Get rid of her. Tell her to go, she keeps crying out after us, and besides that, she's a foreigner and a Canaanite." And we all know what Canaanites are like. "Lord, tell her to leave us alone." And of course, the disciples were exactly right about her being a foreigner and a Canaanite. St. Mark tells us that she was a Syrophoenician. She was a person from the Mediterranean Sea coast, just north of Israel, an area that was known for its false gods and its immoral practices. And according to the laws of Moses and the customs of the day, Jesus owed absolutely nothing to this woman, this beggar woman. He would have been well within his rights simply to ignore her and to go on his way, as his disciples wanted him to do. But instead, he engaged her. And so he says, his answer implied, he says to her, well, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. And his answer implies that what the disciples had asked Jesus to do was to give her what she wanted so that she would at last go away and leave them alone. Perhaps they were remembering the parable of the widow who by her persistence got the justice that she sought from a judge who neither feared God nor cared about people. But even at that, even as Jesus gave her this discouraging answer, I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel, which sounds a lot like no. Even at that, she keeps up her plea. She is not deterred. She drops to the feet of Jesus and she says, Lord, help me again. Lord, help me. At which point, Jesus utters what I think are some of the most surprising words to come out of his mouth in all of his ministry. He said to her, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Why does the Lord of the nations, the Savior of all of mankind, compare this poor, desperate, hurting mother to a dog? It's offensive. And we would even say in our day, it's racist. No one wants to be compared to a dog. But I think what's happening here is that Jesus recognizes a strength of faith in this woman that presents him right before his disciples with a powerful, teachable moment. And so he puts this woman's faith to the test and compares her to a dog. But just as the Lord knew she would, she turns that insult into one of the most powerful examples of faith that we have in all of the Gospels. This lady, instead of saying, hey, nobody treats me like a dog, like we would say, because we think so much of ourselves, she says, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Her response to Jesus is wonderful in every way. She knows her place and she accepts it. She knows that she is a beggar before God and that God owes her absolutely nothing. But she also knows Jesus. She knows of his mercy, of his kindness, of his power. And so she takes that insult and she turns it into this incredible statement of faith. Yes, Lord, I know I am a dog and I know it. But like a dog that never gives up the hope that a scrap might fall from the table, I refuse to give up hope in you, Lord Jesus, that you might have a crumb of mercy for me. And so that Canaanite woman is a lot like our Maya, maybe a lot like your dog. Never gives up hope that something might fall from the master's table to be a blessing to her. So many of our problems with each other, and I would think even among the races, since we're seeing so much racial strife, it seems, in our day, so many of our problems stem from an elevated view of ourselves. Simply put, we think more highly of ourselves than we should. And that causes problems of every kind. I'm somehow better than you. You're somehow less than me. But the Bible, of course, teaches us the antidote to this kind of thinking. The Bible teaches us that we are all spiritually sick and blind, born that way. Now, I know we accept that on the surface as a matter of Christian doctrine. Yes, I know that we were born that way. We learned it in the catechism. And yet, when it often gets right down to it in real lives and in real relationships, we get into our minds that somehow we are better than someone else, more deserving of God's favor. Perhaps it's the idea that the customer is always right. We view God as that great store owner up in the sky, and we are his customers. And if we aren't pleased with his service to us or what he's delivering, then we complain and we refuse to be satisfied until we have it our way. but we are not customers. We are beggars. As Martin Luther famously uttered from his deathbed, he was asked if he would die standing firm on Christ and on the doctrine that he had taught. And his answer just before dying was, "Jawohl." You all recognize what that is, right? Jawohl. And then he said, "Wir sein Pettler, hoc est verum." Kind of a German-Latin thing. He said, "We are beggars. This is true. We are beggars before God. And beggars can't be choosers. God owes us nothing." As we learn in the Catechism in the fifth petition, we are neither worthy of the things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them, but we ask that he would give them all to us by grace. And that's the antidote for the strife among us, when we all remember that we are all dependent upon the grace of God equally. We all need to remember constantly, like that Canaanite woman, that everything depends on the grace of God. As Scripture says, it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, so that no one may boast. The worst thing we can do is to cop this attitude that somehow God is beholden to me and owes me something, and because I'm a little better than you are. But instead, we have this perfect example of the persistent prayer of faith of this dog woman of Canaan. Even the little dogs under the table will eat the crumbs that fall from the children. "All I beg of you," she says, "all I beg of you is a crumb." And if you think we find it hard to look into our dog's eyes, those little puppy eyes, and to say no to them and to refuse them, can you imagine how hard it must have been for Jesus to look into the eyes of this hurting woman and to refuse her, to say no to her? But our Lord, who is gracious in nature, lets the crumbs begin to fall in rich abundance, so that the rain falls not only on the just, but on the unjust as well. And everyone receives their daily bread, food and clothing, meat and drink, house and home, family, your farms, education, good government, protection from your enemies, good weather, faithful friends, good neighbors, every other good crumb of his mercy. But even better than that, he provides for the needs of the soul, forgiving our debts, washing away the stains of our past, giving us his own Son as the sacrifice that takes away our guilt before God, and preparing for us a place forever in the Father's house. And now he invites us to pray and says that he will hear our cries for mercy. He speaks our name at the baptismal font and then joins us to his Son's death and resurrection for our salvation. And then he calls us to receive him in the bread and the wine of his supper as not just the crumbs, but a veritable banquet, feast of his mercy falls to us dogs from the altar of his cross. And we are well supplied. So as you know, this woman from Canaan of remarkable faith did in fact receive the crumbs of Christ's mercy that day. She withstood the testing of her faith. She stood firm in her hope. And her daughter was healed. What needs do you have of God this morning? Are you sick or unsure of your health? Are you afraid of what the future may hold for you or for your loved ones or family or for your country? Are you heartbroken, perhaps? You see, Christ knows all these things about you. So take this woman's example and plead to him for his mercy. He wants to hear from you. plead to him for his mercy, because his mercy endures forever. He has not changed. It is the same Jesus who blessed this woman from Canaan. And you will receive exactly what you need. Maybe not what you want. You know, when the dog is at the table, doesn't know exactly what's up on the table, but what she does know is that anything that falls is going to be a blessing. And anything that comes to us from God will be a blessing. We may not know exactly what's coming, but He'll give us what we need. So don't be too proud to say to Him, "Yes, Lord, I am a dog, and I know it. But won't you let this little dog, please, have just a scrap of your mercy?" And He will not turn you away. And not only will He not turn you away, but along with every other good gift, He will even give you the kingdom of the Son He loves. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.